around this morning, what do I see? 3,000 cameras pointed at me. Dude says you Levi. I'm like, yes, that's me, sir. Well, you just knocked up the VP nominee's daughter. So so Irish hustlers, heart of millionaires. Mobsters, cops, whores, pimps, and Marxists, all human life is there. Man in the wheelchair listens to the shatter, writes down all the insane crap he
You know, these, a lot of these are on the new album, and Nick Hornby wrote the lyrics. He makes shit up for a living. He writes books. And if you know his books, you know that he's one of our great pop writers. This song is like one of his books. It's shit he made up. And I think it's an interesting story fit inside the song, which is, this is about a rock star who has he's a one-hit wonder, and he's been around for 30, 40 years playing this one song on stage every night. It makes people happy. But the song was written about and for his ex-wife. And he doesn't want to think about this woman. He doesn't want to sing these stupid words anymore, but everyone in the audience loves it, makes him happy. So in his head, he has rewritten the song. And so what this song is then is that what Nick was asking me to do is make music that sounded like the biggest hit of 1970, fit it perfectly to his words, quote the chorus in the first line of the song without giving away the chorus. If you've ever tried that, it's not easy to do. And then basically make it as though it's a parody of a song that never existed. So I think we pulled it off. This song's
every night around this time, he has to sing Belinda. Belinda, I love you. Don't leave me. I need you. You tried to stop a while back. But what is he without her? One who wonder with no hits is what he is. In many ways, he always hears how much it means to people. There's a lot of 40-somethings who wouldn't be in the world without him. Now he loves it with this lyric in his head. Belinda, loved you. I'm sorry that I left you. I met somebody younger on a plane. She had big breasts and a nice smile. No kids either. She gave me complimentary champagne. Thank you.
story too, I may as well tell you. Song itself, I did not write. We like to do cover songs every once in a while, and this is one of those cover songs. At the beginning of the year, we started this tour off in support of the new album, and we decided that we couldn't decide what the song would be that we would cover. And so the idea was to go to iTunes and pick out the number one song. Whatever was number one at that moment, that's what we would cover. Now, at the time that Kesha released this song, and it was about, you know, iTunes is a very dynamic and evolving chart. There were about 2 hours where this song was number one. It was knocked off the chart by another Kesha song called We Are Who We Are, but we didn't do that song. We could have done that song instead, but we chose to stick with, you know, we made a pact, and that's what we did. So this song, we've reharmonized it a little bit. Someone YouTubed the song. Kesha saw it. She loved it. We met for dinner, and are good buds now. She likes it. She likes our song. So this is a Kesha-approved cover of her song, reharmonized a lot. And here's it.
I need you and your brand new bands, or your bougie friends. I need love looking like diamonds, looking like diamonds.
It's season, it's season, it's season, it's season.
I'm gonna need you.
some moment in my mind I scribbled them. Erased a thousand times like a letter never read ever sent. These conversations with a dad I used to be. Stood up, something that I only noticed in the bridge of this song when I looked down, which is my fly is undone. So by the time the drugs were wearing off, we were standing out on the sidewalk with our tattoos that looked like rings in the heart. standing out on the sidewalk with our tattoos that look like rings in the high. Songs start from something I made up on stage, and then I'll remember it or hear a board tape and actually turn it into something. This song was, I'd say, 60-70% realized on stage. We had just passed a town called Effingham. Though by the time we got to a place called Normal, Illinois to play our gig, the song became Effington because I forgot that it was actually Effingham. The mayor of Effingham actually wrote me a nice note letting me know that, one, I got the name of his town wrong, and secondly, I was forgiven, and in fact, if I really wanted to die in Effingham, as I said I did in the song, that he would secure me a grave plot. So he offered me a place to die, which is nice. This then is the song. One part that did not come with the song on stage occurred to me in the morning, next morning while I was taking a shower, and I just thought, oh, that's a good beginning. I don't know what the fuck it means, but it seems to match the song. The song is in the key of F. It utilizes the Lydian mode, which is the mode that if you master, you will make a lot of money in soundtracks. Those of you who don't know what a Lydian mode is or aren't musicians, I'll let you in on the joke. This is what a Lydian mode sounds like, and you know that you've heard it on every single soundtrack for the last 30 or 40 years. Actually, I believe that Elmer Bernstein probably used it the most first in a famous soundtrack to Kill a Mockingbird, and everyone has copied that soundtrack since then. Okay. Like to noodling, just the bucks rolling. In a world, I see bitches. Dead people are not gone. So there you go. You learn that scale, and you'll make a lot more money than a rock musician.
If there's a God, he is laughing at us. And our football team. Dad can be a wonderful ever place. I can see it from the highway, and I'm wondering, are you in the cars, living in the yard, living in the trailers in the back roads and the parking lots of Effington?
string out, sorry. There we go. This happens. The reason it happens is not so much because I'm putting such incredible force into the hammer. The reason it happens is because when you repeat a note over and over and again, and then the amplitude of the string gets greater and greater, if the hammer hits on the off chance that the string is exactly going down at that point, it, you know, by 10 times, a lot of force. It's an exponential thing. There's the string. I'm gonna hang myself with that finger knife in my hotel. Right. This is very dangerous work he's doing over there. That's Michael Prater, cutting the string. And that's Scott Bullard assisting, and both of them have put themselves in danger just. We good? What was that? What I really hope is when I break a string that at least the string is in the key of the song I was just playing. If it wasn't, that indicates that I've made a really big mistake. And in fact, it's in the key of F, so we're good. Fries. There's another song that Nick Hornby wrote the lyrics to. He was looking for something to write about, I guess, and he noticed next to his bed was a book that was edited, poems of some obscure poet that were edited by Miss Saskia Hamilton of Columbia University. He doesn't know anything about Saskia's poetry. He doesn't know Saskia, and he decided to write a song that repeated her name about 75 times. We actually met Saskia when we played a bookstore in New York City, and she came by and was sitting on the front row, and I'm feeling really strange in an upright piano, screaming her name over and over again. She's real small and quiet, and I felt bad about it, but she's a good person. We liked her, so